Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here. Ever feel like you're running a marathon in your own mind? You know that feeling when you're constantly beating yourself up, judging every little misstep, every mistake? Well, I'm here to tell you, it's time to hit the pause button on that inner critic and turn up the volume on self-compassion. In today's episode of Mental Fortitude Daily, we're diving deep into the power of self-love. It's not about being narcissistic or indulging in every whim, it's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and respect you'd offer a dear friend. And trust me, this is a superpower we all need to unlock, especially in this crazy world. So, what are some ways to cultivate this self-love magic? Here are 5 key takeaways that can totally transform your relationship with yourself. First up, practice mindfulness. Think of it like this. Your mind is a wild garden. You've got flowers blooming, weeds sprouting, and maybe even a few mischievous squirrels running around. Mindfulness is about taking a step back, observing those thoughts without judgment, just noticing them like clouds drifting by. It's not about erasing the negativity, but rather acknowledging it without letting it consume you. Next, challenge your negative self-talk. Ever notice how that inner critic loves to dish out harsh criticisms? Well, I'm here to say, enough is enough. When those negative thoughts creep in, try replacing them with positive affirmations. Instead of "I am not good enough," try "I am worthy and capable." It might feel awkward at first, but trust me, your brain will start to believe it over time. Third, embrace imperfection. Life is messy, unpredictable, and frankly, a little bit chaotic. We're all going to make mistakes, that's part of the human experience. But instead of beating ourselves up about them, let's learn from them. See those stumbles as opportunities for growth and learning. Remember, nobody's perfect, so why strive for it? Fourth, prioritize self-care. This is not a luxury, folks, it's essential. Make time for things that nourish your body and soul, whether it's taking a walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, or indulging in a good book. Self-care isn't selfish, it's about refueling your tank so you can show up as your best self. Finally, practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. Maybe it's a delicious cup of coffee, a warm hug from a loved one, or simply the feeling of sunshine on your skin. Cultivating gratitude can shift your perspective and help you focus on the positive aspects of your life. Now, let me share a real-world example that might resonate with you. Imagine this. You're working on a project at work, and it just isn't going as smoothly as you hoped. You start to feel overwhelmed, frustrated, and maybe even a little bit defeated. That inner critic chimes in, whispering doubts about your abilities and questioning your worth. But instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral out of control, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that you're capable and worthy, and focus on breaking down the project into smaller, more manageable steps. You celebrate each small victory along the way, practice self-care by taking breaks to clear your head, and remember to be grateful for the opportunity to learn and grow. So, what are the key takeaways from today's episode? Remember to be kind to yourself, challenge those negative thoughts, embrace imperfection, prioritize self-care, and practice gratitude. When you cultivate self-compassion and self-love, you unlock a wellspring of strength, resilience, and happiness. Now, here's my challenge for you. Take one small step today towards embracing self-love. It could be as simple as writing down 3 things you appreciate about yourself or engaging in a mindful activity like taking a walk in nature. Share your experience with me on social media, use the hashtag #mentalfortitudedaily. Let's spread the love, one podcast episode at a time. Remember, you are worthy, you are capable, and you are loved. Until next time, keep those mental muscles strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.